Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. So happy to be with you here on this Friday afternoon, perhaps a Friday evening where you are, or even a Saturday morning, wherever you are. As I always like to say, we're just glad you're here with us, and we got a great show for you. Second hour will be Tim Staples. Is it Open Forum with Tim Staples? Open Forum with Tim Staples, second hour. First hour, tradition. I would like to sing the song, but I'm still recovering from a cold, so I can't sing the song, but it has become a Catholic Answers tradition at this time of the year, every year, to have our very good friend Gary Zimak on, who has written all kinds of wonderful books, but is most famous for the book Give Up Worry for Lent, 40 Days to Finding Peace in Christ. And the tradition continues. Gary Zimak, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Cy, it's a pleasure to be back on with you. We're doing it once again.
We are, yeah. And I love this tradition, mostly because I like to see you, Gary, but also because I strongly believe, and I think I say this to you every year, I think a lack of peace, a sense of worry, is the primary obstacle in the spiritual life to most people in the modern world.
Exactly. And here we are in Lent trying to get closer to God. And worry is something that keeps us away from him, right? And Jesus said, don't worry. So obviously there's something to that. We should be working on that. And you know, Cy, people have kidded with me and they said, well, your book didn't work because I do it every year. But right. But every year we have different problems,
new challenges.
The world's a different place. So this is an ongoing process.
Well, I mean, if especially if you're a worrier, which almost everybody is now. I mean, it's hard to keep track of all the things we're supposed to keep track of. And money's a problem, or marriage or kids are a problem. And so always something to worry about. Worry is not something that just gets cured. It's something that you have to live with and manage, and sometimes you need to start back at square one because you're obsessing again.
Yeah, really. And you know, every year, it's funny. I wrote the book, but I benefit from it because when I go out and lead these parish missions and I do my daily reflections based on the book, and I do shows like this, I read some of the Bible verses and the reflections and I say, wow, yeah, I need to work on that because, you know, I have that tendency to be anxious. But Cy, that tendency is what keeps me humble and keeps me remembering how much I need the Lord in my life. I need him.
Yeah. By the way, the number is, I'm just going to talk to Gary and not give out the number because I love talking with Gary, but it's 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. Maybe you are a worrier. Maybe you have that anxiety and you want to know, what does the Lord have to offer? What does the Lord call you to do in dealing with that? Gary's very good at helping you with that. If you'd like some help, 888-318-7884. Now, Gary, this morning, I was like, oh, I got to bring Gary's book in so I can hold it up like this. And I didn't have to look for it because I think I tell you this every year, but my wife's doing it again for Lent. She loves this book. And whatever else she does for Lent, this is always part of her Lenten journey, going day by day through Give Up Worry for Lent.
I'm so honored to hear that. But, you know, I get stories like that. I have people sharing the book on Facebook, and I'm not even involved in the conversation. Yeah. And somebody will tag me, and I'll say, wow, somebody's recommending it. But, you know, it's funny. Each year, the sales skyrocket. I would think by now everybody would know about the book, but the word is still getting out, and it's continuing. The sales are continuing to increase every year.
Well, you know, I do think we can have an idea that God calls us to a certain moral life and a certain sacramental life and all that, and he doesn't really care that much about our well-being. But one thing I do feel like you've uncovered, and you do it in all your books, is the scriptural basis for believing God actually does care a lot about your well-being.
Yeah, he really does. And sometimes when you think about it logically, it sounds so simple. Why would he create us and not take care of us? As Jesus said, look at the birds. He takes care of the birds. You're more important than the birds. But, you know, I think I need to be reminded of that sometimes because, okay, earlier today we had an appliance repair. We had somebody coming. This is a true story. Somebody's repairing our dryer. And he happens to look at the water heater and he says, oh, you know, you got a problem with this. It's not vented properly. and it could be dangerous. And I'm thinking, oh, great, what do I do now? I'm going out of town tomorrow. I'm going to leave my family. The place is going to blow up. Sai, I said a prayer, even though I was starting to panic. Called a different plumber, explained the situation, and they said, no problem at all. You don't have a problem. It was resolved.
Yeah,
so,
right.
But the initial reaction is for me to freak out, to panic. But I've learned, bring the Lord into it. You know, he's all powerful. Let him help out.
Amen. Yeah. A simple prayer kind of recenters you and sets you down the path of there's a logical way to I'll call a plumber. We'll see what we need. And
yeah,
and it resolves itself.
Yeah. Yeah. But the nice thing about it is, Sai, every time I'm afraid is an opportunity for prayer. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes I forget and things tend to work out. And when they work out, now I remember that I should have prayed about that. And I say, Lord, I'm sorry, but thank you. But I'm more aware. And this comes from speaking about the topic so much and working on it in my own life. And I think that's what people recognize. And I love it when people say, Gary, you're really transparent. You admit you struggle with this.
Yes.
And I do.
Yeah.
And that's effective. I want people to know I'm working on this, but I have the answer. I just have to remember to apply it.
Yep. That is something I do appreciate very much. And actually, in our life as Christians, the more we present ourselves as somehow having ascended the mountaintop and now we're there, I think the more harm we do to other people.
Yeah. Yeah. It turns me off because if I hear somebody who is saying, well, I never worry. I don't have problems. I just have faith. I start to think, well, I don't know. I can't relate to that person. Or maybe I should worry that you're not worried. You know, because yeah. Sometimes we can be a little overconfident. And I run into people who say, I don't worry. I don't worry about anything. And, you know, there's I don't worry about anything. And then there's I don't worry because I really trust the Lord. There's two different kinds of messages
right.
that come across, right? We
yeah.
want to be careful that we're not worrying. We're just not worrying because we're overconfident. And that happens, too.
Again, the number 888-318-7884 and the callers on the line. I will get to you shortly. But, Gary, one thing about this book that I feel like we always have to remind people as we do this again each year, Give Up Worry for Lent, 40 Days to Finding Peace in Christ. It's not a psychology book. It's a scripture
right.
book. Tell me about how the book works.
And I do mention that in the book, Sai, because I've dealt with a lot of Catholic therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists. I'm not a medical professional. I'm a guy who's worried, who has found Jesus. Jesus, help me. I share the story. So what I always tell people is that if you do everything in this book, if you try to invite Jesus into your problems, try to ask for his help, and you're receiving the sacraments, you're doing everything you can, and you still can't stop worrying, it may be clinical anxiety, and it's time to seek professional help. And I think that's the thing. However, Sai, you know, as an evangelist, as somebody who has struggled with this, I would say just make sure you get the spiritual thing worked out first. You don't want to just get on medicine and ignore the Lord, because a lot of us, he reaches a lot of us who are anxious through this. You know, we're desperate. We need help. I've never been diagnosed with clinical anxiety, but let me tell you, I've had the panic attacks. I've been on medication in the past. I've been through it. So this is an evangelization tool. This is a scriptural book. It's also not a self-help book. It's a God-help book.
I love that distinction. Yeah. So let me ask you about this. There's a movement that I think that you would like to happen in people's lives, which is to move from the state of agitated worry to not where you don't have problems or you don't have worries anymore, but
right.
you have peace in addition
yeah.
to that. And I wonder if you would just describe, because I honestly think there are many people that don't know even, they don't have a reference point for what are you talking about that you have
right.
peace in your life?
Yeah, because I think some people, and I've met them, and some of them would surprise you. You know, I've met members of the clergy who say, well, everybody worries. But Jesus said, don't worry. St. Paul wrote in his first letter to the Corinthians, I want you to be free from anxieties. Jesus said, be not afraid. You know, obviously, this message wouldn't be in the Bible if it wasn't possible. I would say that, unfortunately, some people believe that's just the way it is. Everybody worries. Well, Jesus said not to worry. So here's what I've learned. You still might have the fear. That's okay. There's times you're going to be afraid. Those of us who tend to panic or catastrophize, We get afraid very easily. However, what we need to do is, instead of responding to the fear with worry, respond to it by prayer. And as long as you're praying, Cy, you can still be afraid, and that's okay. Sometimes you're going to be afraid. The Lord wants us to pray. We shouldn't just get too focused on the feelings, you know?
Yeah, right.
So it is possible. I'm living proof. Doesn't mean I'm not scared sometimes. I am, but I turn to the Lord. And sometimes, you know what happens? Sometimes I'm in a sort of a mess or bad situation, and I think, I don't know how this is going to work out, but, you know, the Lord's come through so many times. Lord, Jesus, I trust in you, you know?
To get to that point is the great gift, isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me. I mean, I'd like it if you'd tell me, but you don't have to tell me how this is going to work out. I know it's in your hands, Lord, and it's going to be all right. Once again, Gary Zimak is our guest. We do this each Lent. Do you have any idea how many years we've been doing this, Gary? I don't really remember, actually.
The book came out in 2019, so, you know,
we've been doing it every year.
Done it every year since it came out, yeah.
And we'll probably keep doing it, at least as long as I'm around here at Catholic Answers. Gary Zimak's book, among his many books, Give Up Worry for Lent, 40 Days to Finding Peace in Christ. And I want to tell you two things. One, you can get it from Ave Maria Press. Don't try to go over there and get it at Amazon. You maybe could get the Kindle edition there, but
right.
Go straight to Ave Maria Press, only because it's sometimes you're never sure whether Amazon's going to have the book for you. Ave Maria Press has got it. They'll give you 20% off. Gary Zimak's last name is spelled Z-I-M-A-K. So just put that name in, Z-I-M-A-K, and then the number 20 following it, and you get 20% off when you order the book for yourself or for anyone else over there at Ave Maria Press. The other thing is, Gary's a speaker and a very fine speaker, always very welcome when Gary shows up. And he does these missions on giving up worry for Lent. And it's kind of become an avalanche. How many of these parish missions are you given this year for Lent?
You know, for Lent, I give up worry for Lent. I'm doing 7 of them, and I'm working on a possible 8th, which is going to lead right into Holy Week. I had to start before Lent this year, so this is my busiest year ever. So it's unbelievable.
Well, if there's a pastor or a DRE or someone in the parish that wants a book, Gary, do it now for 2024, because one of the great things that the church has to offer is healing in the person of Christ. And so maybe this is something you want to give kind of as a gift to the parishioners of your parish. All you have to do is go to followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com. I'm going to take a quick break because I got to, and then we're going to come back and we're going to have some calls for Gary, the author of Give Up Worry for Lent. If you'd like to call, the number is 888-318-7884.
Catch Catholic Answers Live anytime at catholic.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite Monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
Beyond Damascus with Dan Demite and Aaron Richards is our show for young adults.
Everybody's talking about encounter. Everybody's talking about that mountaintop experience. What we fail to often talk about is what happens after. What happens beyond that Damascus moment?
Jesus Christ is calling all of us to be missionary disciples. Disciples of Jesus who are on mission to bring the kingdom of God here and now on this earth.
Beyond Damascus with Dan Demite and Aaron Richards tomorrow at 8 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Our guest is Gary Zimak, and you're like, are they playing a rerun? No, we do this every Lent. Gary joins us at the beginning or sometimes just before Lent to talk about his book, Give Up Worry for Lent, 40 Days to Finding Peace in Christ. And I know what, if you're a worrier, what you're saying, well, Lent's already started. No, don't worry about it. You can get the book and you can do it.
That's right.
There's plenty of Lent left. Jesus loves you. He wants you to let go of the worry. So I you know what? I did want to get to one thing. I don't know if you, when I asked you how the book works, one thing I wanted to ask you about is like, like, what do you do as the reader? How do you use this book to give up worry for Lent? Like, I open it up, page one, what happens?
It's a very simple approach, Si. Every day has a Bible verse. It has a reflection. It has a sort of a response, a call to action, you know, something we can do, and then a prayer. It takes a couple of minutes every day. I have this for every day of Lent, starting on Ash Wednesday, ending on Easter Sunday. It's very simple, not a burden at all. You know, it's easy. And that's the way I like things, because people are busy.
Yeah.
People are busy. And I think that's part of the success of the book, that it's so simple.
Well, did you have any trouble finding 40 scripture quotes about worry? Or did you get into the scripture and you're like, man, God talks about this all the time?
You know, Si, I have spent hours in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and I had a spreadsheet. And there's another book I wrote for Dynamic Catholic. The book is Stop Worrying and Start Living. That's a 365-day devotional. So I've got hundreds. But you know what? I still find new ones.
Isn't that great?
I still find new ones.
Yeah. All right. We'll go to the phones, Gary. That's all right?
Sure. Let's do it.
Gary Zimak is our guest. Once again, the book is Give Up Worry for Lent, 40 Days to Finding Peace in Christ. If you want to call, 888-318-7884 is the number. We're going to Phoenix, Arizona, which I was just telling Gary at the break, just so you know this, Danny. I looked it up, and Phoenix, Arizona is where the closest Waffle House is to me. And that's what Gary and I talk about on the breaks. How far away is Waffle House from where I am right now? Danny, go ahead with your question for Gary.
Well, I'll tell you, I have a Waffle House 15 minutes from me.
See, Danny, that bothers me. I need a Waffle House closer. Dunkin' Donuts finally made it out here. Waffle House needs to come to California. All right, Danny.
Out, man.
Go ahead.
All right, thanks for taking my call, Gary and Tim. I just wanted to let you know some background. I have some relationship anxiety. I'm self-diagnosing here, but yeah. So firstly, on the back of my mind lately, my boyfriend and I are really starting to think about marriage. He is Protestant. He's baptized as Southern Baptist. I'm cradle Catholic. And recently, we decided that we want to get married. And let's see. So he's very opposed to the idea of getting married in the church, and that's a non-negotiable for me, right? So I've been like, hey, let's try to find a way to like have my sacramental ceremony. And then like he said that if it absolutely has to happen, then he also wants a Protestant ceremony. And I'm like, hey, let's see how we can do this. But so far in the Diocese of Phoenix, I think it's very unlikely to have a dispensation from form granted, even if the non-Catholic party is baptized non-Catholic.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering how to accommodate and not put myself under mortal sin for having two ceremonies.
That's a pretty big worry. You want to get married and you want to know how to do it without falling into mortal sin. I'm going to first let Gary talk to you for a minute, and we'll come back to you. Go ahead, Gary.
Danny, that is a great question. And this is an example of worry versus concern. Concern occurs when we have a legitimate fear and we look at that fear and say, I'm afraid this could not, maybe this is not a bad situation, maybe this is a bad situation that I'm in. Is there anything I can do about it? As opposed to worry when we really don't have a choice, when it's a situation we really can't fix and we just begin to ruminate on it. So it sounds to me like this could be a valid concern. Sounds like the Holy Spirit could be working in your life, alerting you that, you know, maybe there's a problem here. Maybe we need to take some action. So in a sense, this is an example, I think, of valid concern and of fear of, you know, you talk about you don't want to be in the state of mortal sin. That's a fear. That's a legitimate fear. That's a good fear. And I think it might be leading you to action, which is a good thing.
All right. I'm going to come. I said I would come back to you. So I want to just check back in and see, Danny, how does that all strike you?
So I also wanted to tell you that I have a, I feel like I have an abandonment wound. Sorry, I'm being a little vulnerable here, but, yeah, so I don't, it's been a long 4 years since we've been together for that long. Like, trying to discern, like, if my abandonment wound is talking, or if, like, this is truly, like, impossible, and if it is impossible to carry out, then being okay with it.
Yeah, well, thank you for being vulnerable, Danny. That's very, very helpful. Gary, any thoughts?
Yeah, you know, the only thing is, I just think, Danny, this is a valid concern, and maybe I'm an evangelist. I'm not a therapist, so I'm really not qualified to give any kind of psychological advice. But I see personally. So I don't know what you think, but this might be a valid concern moving you to take some sort of action. Maybe this abandonment wound or that you're talking about. Maybe that's maybe you're being called to seek some professional help, or to consult with your pastor, or see what the next step is, because this sounds like you have some valid concerns here.
Danny, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. If you want to leave a phone number or an email address, we have a chaplain who can get in touch with you and talk you through the marriage side of it. He knows all of that side. And if that would be helpful to you, then we'd be happy to do that. I'm very grateful for the call. Thank you. And I hope we'll hear from you again. And as I said, if you want, you don't have to leave anything with us if you don't want to. But if you want to, then go ahead and leave it, and we'll have a chaplain get in touch with you. I will go. Gary Zimak is our guest. Giving up worry for Lent is the topic. If you got worries that you can't give up, if you want to know what Jesus has to say, what the entire scripture has to say about worry, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. I'm going to go to Indiana now. Eleanor in Indiana, watching on YouTube. Eleanor, you there with us?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Eleanor. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
Hi, I'm doing the devotional. I started on Ash Wednesday, so I'm really excited about that. And I'm doing it specifically because I've been really worried about my future and my vocation. And so I was wondering if you have any advice for when I do, like, have thoughts about vocation and the future, because, like, I don't want to dwell on it, but I also don't really know, like, what to say or what to pray when it does cross my mind.
Yeah, Eleanor, that's a great question. And here's what I would say. This, in general, generally speaking, being worried or anxious about the future can be problematic, because it can take us away from the present. So it's something we want to try as best as we can to ask the Lord to help us with, and say, all right, Lord, I'm going to choose to trust you with my future. And the way I would handle something like this is to really say to him and I like to be brutally honest with the Lord when I pray, Lord, I'm trying to figure this out. I want to do what you want me to do. Can you make it obvious to me? And then, seek wise counsel, pray about it, and spend some time in front of the Blessed Sacrament and read scripture. I don't know. I think if he wants you to do something, I'm a believer in this, he's going to let you know. But oftentimes he doesn't let you know right away, because he sometimes wants us to trust him with the future. And that's hard. I struggle with that. But that's what I would say. And just give him time and just keep saying to him, Lord, I want to do what you want me to do, but I don't know what that is. And I found that if you don't know what it is, generally he wants you to wait until he gives you some clearer direction.
Now, how does that sit with you? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And thank you so much for the book also.
Oh, you're welcome.
Eleanor, that's really cool. I'm just curious, how did you find out about Give Up Worry for Lent? Where did you find the book?
Well, actually, I heard the show on Catholic Answers Live last year.
Man, we are doing good work here, Eleanor. That makes me feel good. Thank you. I appreciate that. And many blessings this Lent as you go on the journey of giving up worry and taking those 40 days to find peace in Christ. You call us again if you got more questions, Eleanor.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. The number here is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. However, I'm going to tell you, lines are just about full. There may be one line open if you'd like to get on with Gary to ask him a question. Gary Zimak is our guest. Give up worry for Lent, 40 days to finding peace in Christ. Hey, right now it's 20% off at its publisher. It's not us. We're not making anything off this. I want you to know we do this because we really admire Gary's work and really do. I personally believe it's about the most important work you can do, helping people to come to the peace of Christ. So if you go to Ave Maria Press, put in the promo code ZIMAK20, you'll get 20% off when you check out. Ave Maria Press. We'll be right back with more Gary Zimak on Catholic Answers Live. What if the voice of your deepest doubts about Catholicism rose up in the form of a human being and challenged you to defend your most foundational beliefs? That's the task apologist Trent Horn took upon himself in his new book, Devil's Advocate, a dialogue with his own best objections against the faith that he professes and defends. You can stand up against your doubts, and Trent will show you how. Pick up your copy of Devil's Advocate today at shop.catholic.com or at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Want to know more about the origins of the Catholic Church? Joe Heschmeyer explores the beginnings of Christianity in The Early Church Was the Catholic Church. Joe digs deep into the words and actions of those who lived right after the apostles to refute anti-Catholic claims of how the faith was lived back then. Order your copy of The Early Church Was the Catholic Church today at shop.catholic.com or get it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
If you're not a Bible scholar, the full message of how the Sunday Mass readings fit together can be tough to comprehend. Apologist Carlo Broussard is here to help. Join Carlo every Friday for the Sunday Catholic Word podcast. In each episode, he unpacks the scripture readings for that Sunday and brings them all together so you can better understand and defend the faith. Visit SundayCatholicWord.com to subscribe. That's SundayCatholicWord.com.
As a child, the great theologian Thomas Aquinas asked, "What is God?" Best-selling author Kevin Vost's new book follows the mature thought of Aquinas in answering that question. In clear and approachable fashion, What is God examines God's attributes and considers questions about him that have vexed mankind for centuries. Order your copy of What is God today at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Coming up Monday on More to Life, the life you were meant to live.
We'll look at how the theology of the body can help you live a more abundant life.
That's Monday on More to Life, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central on EWTN Radio.
Now back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. I'm facing some challenges on the program today. As listeners from yesterday will know, I have a French-Canadian computer for some reason. We're not exactly sure. I am exactly sure how it happened. But do you know that, Gary, that they make special computers for French-Canadian with the symbols and everything?
And I did not know that.
And someone here at Catholic Answers, we needed two new computers for the studio, got a great deal on them. I did not know that the deal included that they were French-Canadian computers. So I'm still trying to figure out. I don't speak French. I don't speak Canadian. And so I'm struggling here. But I'm not worried because I have given up worry for Lent. Our guest is Gary Zimak. He wrote the book, Give Up Worry for Lent, 40 Days to Finding Peace in Christ. He'll come to your parish, not this year probably, because he's getting pretty filled up. In future, if you'd be interested, go to... tell me the website again, the Truth website. Now I forgot it, Gary.
Followingthetruth.com.
That's so complicated. That's why I forgot it. Followingthetruth.com. You can find out all about what Gary does and how you can connect with them. And I didn't say everything I was supposed to say about this book at Ave Maria Press. It's also free shipping if you use that promo code. So you get 20% off and free shipping, and you will come closer to the peace of Jesus Christ. So that's three pretty good recommendations there. That's if you put in Gary's last name, Zimak, and the number 20, when you check out today at Ave Maria Press. Ave Maria Press is the place to go, and the book is Give Up Worry for Lent. You can go to followingthetruth.com also, and you can sign up for your daily reflection there, Gary?
Yeah, I do a daily reflection, email reflection. I send it out once a day. I write them myself. I do it throughout the year. I call it Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, but for the remainder of Lent, I'm focusing on Give Up Worry for Lent, and I'm just giving some behind-the-scenes help with the book. I'm walking through Lent with anybody who is doing the book, so we're going through it together.
Followingthetruth.com.
I'm
going to be back to the phones we go. Anonymous is on the line. Let me hang on a quick sec here, Anonymous. I'll get you. Anonymous, are you there with us? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So I'm a struggling drug addict, cradle Catholic, for about a little over 5 years. And I've been struggling with worrying that I'm going to just fall back into relapse and then other activities, which are obviously mortal sins or a grave matter. I've been going to confession sometimes twice a week, usually that frequency, give or take. I mean, sometimes there's, longer stretches in between, but quite regularly for the past few years. And it's like, when I relapse, it brings me down so much that sometimes I wonder if there's even like a chance of getting clean. So I was basically calling to see one, how to not worry so much about the relapse and more, maybe trust Jesus like you were saying earlier. I think I'll leave it there.
Okay. Gary?
Great questions. And I'll say a couple of things about that. One of my favorite quotes, and it's one of them that I use in the book, it's the words of the angel Gabriel to the Blessed Mother when he said, "With God, all things are possible," or "nothing will be impossible for God." So this idea of whether you're trying to give up worrying or you're struggling with relapsing regard to your addiction, what we have to remember, and this is something that I feel too with the worrying thing and certain problems in my life, it feels like I can never overcome this. I'm just never going to be able to do this. That's a feeling. And fortunately, feelings aren't facts. So I'm a strong believer in self-talk, especially when it comes to the power of God. And I often start my prayers off with, if I'm speaking to the Father, "Father, I know you're with me. I know you can see me. I know you can hear me. I know you love me. And I know you're bigger than any problem I can ever face." Now, of course, he knows that, but I need to be reminded of that. And it sounds so simple, but it really does help. I think we got to watch out. It's not always the devil getting in our head, but he certainly wants us to ruminate on the past and worry about the future, because then we're going to lose sight of the present moment, which is where we meet God. So I think I would recommend that you just recognize that trust isn't a feeling. Trust is a decision. So it's just a matter of saying, "Lord, I trust that you can do all things. I trust you can get me through this." And when you fall, because I fall with different things, it's a reminder that oftentimes we try to do things on our own and that we're weak. Well, that's good, because that puts us into the St. Paul category when he said, "When I'm weak, then I'm strong." So sometimes that thorn in the flesh that Paul experienced, we all have it in different ways, and it often keeps us humble. And just one more thing, confession. You mentioned confession. I've talked about this. I've researched it. I've talked to priests. Is worrying a sin? And that's something I'm not prepared to say. I do believe, however, that I've crossed the line and I have chosen to worry, and it could become sinful. At the very least, it's an imperfection. So I'm a firm believer in not being overly legalistic, and I'm going to confess that I have a tendency to not trust, because I want the grace, whether it's a sin or not, I want the grace to be able to do better. And I found that to be very helpful.
Anonymous, is that helpful to you?
Very much so. Yes, very much. Thank you. Definitely a decision and not a feeling.
Yeah.
That helps.
It's a mighty struggle that you are engaged in. I can assure you of this. Many people listening are praying for you and for your triumph in that mighty struggle. And you're always welcome to call here if more questions come up, okay?
Appreciate it. Never giving up hope.
Praise God. Praise God. God bless you. Gary Zimak is our guest. He wrote, he's written a bunch of things. But the one we're talking about today, Give Up Worry for Lent. And I keep saying you wrote a bunch of things. If you want to mention them at some point, Gary, you can. But I got this one in my hand, so I'm going to keep saying it. Give Up Worry for Lent, 40 days to finding peace in Christ. You can get 20% off and free shipping right now at Ave Maria Press if you just use the promo code ZIMAC20 when you check out. The number here, if you'd like to talk with Gary, 888-318-7884. And if you want him to come to your parish and give a mission on this idea of finding peace in Christ, you can go to followingthetruth.com. Almost missed it, Gary. Followingthetruth.com. All right, let's see. Where am I going? Moises in Hemet, California, listening on Catholic.com. Moises, hang on a quick sec. Moises is not there. All right, there's nobody on that line. I'm sorry, but call back, Moises. Let me go instead to Emma in Hayden, Idaho. That's Emma, our friend Emma in Hayden, Idaho, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Emma, we're glad you're here. You got a question for Gary?
Hello.
Hey, welcome back.
I did. Well, I have a comment. Thank you. I got your book last year, Gary, and
yes,
I was going through a lot of stuff, but this year my husband has been diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, Emma.
And I'm terrified, but at the same time, I have peace, and I owe it to your book.
Oh,
and I refuse to go to a doctor's office. Yeah. I'm not going to a doctor's office to see how bad it is. I want to hear the good news from them. So I owe that to you.
Oh,
very much.
Praise
so.
God. See, Emma, that first of all, I will pray for your husband's healing. I will pray for your peace of mind. But you are living proof. And I meet these people all the time. They email me. I meet them in person. That you can experience peace even though you're in the storm. That's the supernatural peace of Jesus Christ. Right?
Absolutely.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry you're going through the storm and your husband is, but that's the common, you know, misunderstanding of the world is that in order to experience peace, everything has to be going great for you in life. That's not what Jesus says. He says you can have that peace even in the storm.
You know, my father used to say you can't be brave if you're not scared. And I've always taken that to heart. So thank you very much. I'll let you go and get the other callers.
Emma, thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Emma.
I have to say I have the same experience. But I didn't write the book Give Up Worry for Lent, but I have had people who went through the devotion through Lent, and some actually who just went through the devotion. They didn't do it during Lent. They just picked it up and went through it. And the same reaction. And I think, Gary, it's, you know, as much as I'm a fan and admirer of you, I don't think that's why they're finding that. I think it's because of the scripture that you put all throughout this book.
Yeah, and they're connecting with the Lord. So it's the scripture, it's the prayers. There's a prayer on every day. It involves prayer. And, you know, I kid around about it, but I tell people, you know, when I speak, I say, look, I talk to Jesus all the time, and I say, Jesus, I'm sending people to you, and I don't want you to mess up now. And he does it.
Isn't
because
that great?
I trust him.
Yeah.
I know what's going to happen when they encounter the Lord. And so I know we have a lot of calls. I just want to say, this humbles me. You know me. I'm just a regular guy, somebody who's struggled with worry, who's just trying to do what the Lord wants me to do. And when I see him work through me, a very imperfect, weak person, and I know he's working through me, it blows me away. I stop questioning it, though. I'm just going to – if he opens the doors, I'm going to go in them. But,
amen,
you know,
brother. Right.
It just humbles me.
Gary Zimak is our guest. Let's go to Janelle in Des Moines, Iowa. Beautiful Des Moines, Iowa. Was there recently listening on 94.5 FM. Janelle, we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
Well, I don't necessarily have a question, but – I have daily struggle issues with, I had lost my son 2 years ago on Christmas morning from leukemia, and he had it most of his life, off and on. Yeah, and he had just turned 18. And I just, you know, I have a hard time getting through every single day. and I don't know how to get past it at all, like at all.
Okay. Well, yeah. You said 2 years, two Christmases ago is when you lost your son?
Yes.
I'm very sorry, Janelle. That's just horrible. Gary, what have you got for Janelle?
Janelle, I second what Cy said. I'm very sorry as well. I will pray for your peace. But, you know, I was speaking one time a few years ago, and somebody said exactly what you did. I brought up Romans 8:28, where I said all things work for the good for those who love the Lord, who, you know, and he knows what's best. Things will work out in the best way possible. Somebody raised their hand at the end of the talk and said, what about when they don't? And this woman had lost her son. She lost her husband within, you know, a couple months of each other. And she said, I'm not trying to be a wise guy. I just am really struggling to see the good in this. And for the longest time, and I don't want to turn this into a commercial, but I've always wanted to write a book about that because I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how I was going to be able to do it. But people like you who say, I'm trying, I'm praying, but I just can't feel that peace. I wrote a book that's going to be coming out after Lent. It's called When Your Days Are Dark, God Is Still Good. And what I did was look in the scriptures and found examples of God working in very, very bad situations. So my heart goes out to you. I would say, you know, look for the book when it comes out. It might help you. But yeah, there are situations where you look at it, and I've met people who they just can't see how any good can come out of it. But our faith tells us God is still good. And again, I'll pray for you. I hope the book would help you. And I do think that he will give you his peace, but it just might take time.
Janelle, what do you think?
I agree with all of that. And that's another part of my issue, though, because I do believe all that. And it's still mm-hmm. hard to see it. You know, like you
right.
could say that.
Right.
But I also... You know, the way that God works in mysterious ways. And I hope, though, you know, that sometimes he does things so that we are on our right path. And I mean, mm-hmm. I hope that wasn't the reason my son was taken, because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing here.
No.
Does that make sense?
No.
It makes sense. It's, yeah, you're worried about something that you don't need to worry about, though, Janelle.
Right.
The Lord did
right.
not
Absolutely.
Take your son because of something that you have done.
Exactly. Exactly. Janelle, I want to say one other thing.
Or
no,
not
at all. Or,
no, right. He had a plan for your son, and he has a plan for you. And
that's right.
It's, I think this is a very common reaction to a horrible event like that, to wonder, what did I do to bring this on, or what did I fail to do? But it's clear
right.
what Jesus teaches us in John's gospel in particular.
Yeah.
It's not, that's not why this happened.
No.
Can you,
and Janelle, I would recommend
something else.
Go ahead, Janelle.
I'm sorry.
Well, I would just say,
like some of the other people, go ahead.
Gary, she's letting you go.
I would just say, I would have this conversation with the Lord. I would be as raw as possible. I would tell mm-hmm. him, Lord, what did you do to me? When my wife was struggling with really bad anxiety a few years ago, I was yelling at the Lord. I said, how can you do this? She's trying to reach out. She's trying to get closer to you. What are you doing? And it feels funny to do that, but the entire book of Psalms is filled with messages just like that. And it's not somebody who doesn't believe in the power and the love of God. It's somebody who believes
right.
in the power of God and his love, right? But you're saying, hey, Lord, where are you? I need you. And and that's okay. He has big shoulders. He can take it.
Okay. What I was going to ask is if you have any suggestions on how I can move myself forward on, like, forgiving other people that maybe I have hard feelings for that could have maybe mm-hmm. done more for him. Mm-hmm. I.e. doctors, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I would say it's a choice. Forgiveness is an act of the will. You might not feel it. And I can't even imagine what you're going through. But I would say that you can say in your mind when you pray, Lord, I forgive this person. I forgive that person. And please heal my heart. You know, I'm a believer in asking the Lord for everything, including that peace that he promised us.
Amen. Amen. Janelle, God bless you. Thank you for the call. Just amazing calls today, and I want to assure you as well that our listeners our prayers, and I know that they're praying for you, for your son, for your family, and that your prayers will be answered, that forgiveness and that peace will be for you.
I love that, and I appreciate you guys, and I will look for that book.
All right, and I'm praying for you, Janelle. Reach out if you ever need me.
Thank you.
God bless you, Janelle. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Gary Zimek on Catholic Answers Live.
This is Archbishop Paul Coakley, the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City, and you're listening to Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Save the date. Saturday, August 26th is the day, and Birmingham, Alabama is the place for the 2023 EWTN Family Celebration. We're celebrating Mother Angelica's love for the Eucharist, and join us to mark the centennial year of Mother's birth. Make your plans now to attend this free event. More details coming soon at our Family Celebration webpage, ewtn.com/family celebration.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Gary Zimek is our guest. He's got this book that's been out for several years, and every year we have him on to talk about it because I think it's one of the most important things out there, helping people to find the peace of Jesus Christ. I don't know if it's one of the most important things. I think it's the most important thing. Come to friendship with Christ and find the peace that he offers, and life is transformed. Give up worry for Lent. 40 days to finding peace in Christ. Gary Zimek, the author. Gary, it's very hard not to be moved by Janelle's call right before us.
Yeah.
And you were mentioning in the book that you've got coming out, and maybe we should have you back on for that one. I didn't actually know that you have that book coming out, but is that one that you can order now, or like, go ahead.
It's pre-orderable. It'll be out after Lent. I convinced the publisher to delay it until after Lent because Give Up Worry for Lent is getting so much attention. But Cy, my heart breaks for people who tell me these stories. You know, the book addresses suicide, addresses the difficult issues. And I did not want to write the book, but I asked the Holy Spirit, because it's such a tough book to write.
Yeah.
I knew it had to be written because, Cy, you know me, and I say this a lot because you really do know me. I'm not one of these people who talks and says, well, it's just simple. Just pray and you don't worry.
No, right.
Because that hurts. That hurts somebody who's really grieving. So I think we have to address the fact that even when you turn to the Lord in prayer and you're trying, you still might not feel too good about it.
No,
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And the peace will come, you know? So life is hard.
Yeah.
Life is really hard sometimes.
I love what you said about you can be raw with God. You can be mad at him.
I think
so. You can tell him, I've been praying for this and you're not coming through for me. He's not going to break. He's not going to turn his back on you.
No, because the fact you're praying and you're saying that to him means you believe he can come through for you, and he's okay with that. But it feels so bad when you start doing it.
Right.
But it helps.
Yeah, I was struck with what Janelle said, because I think she's really onto something. She said, I know all of that. Like, intellectually, she knows that God, it's why do I still feel so bad? All right, you know, and that's that's the great difficulty of life. All right, so did you say the name of the book or not? I can't remember you said it.
Yes, when your days are dark, God is still good.
Okay, and you can pre-order that.
It is pre-orderable on Amazon right now.
Who's the publisher on that one?
Ave Maria Press.
What, have they got an exclusive on you? We can't get you for anything over here at Catholic Answers Press, Gary?
I do have one more book on contract. During COVID, they signed me for 4 books. You know, during COVID, during the pandemic, my work got a lot of attention.
Hell, what's it like to get signed for 4 books? I've never had that experience.
Yeah, so it's great.
Our guest is Big Shot, Gary Zimek. His book is Give Up Worry for Lent. We're going to Carl in Dallas, Texas now, listening on 9:10 a.m. on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Carl, we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
Gary, in the Sacrifice of the Mass, it says, you know, the Lord doesn't want us to be anxious about anything. Yeah. I've not been able to actually achieve that with my work. I love my work, but I'm on a temporary contract. Oh. It's hard work to get. Pays reasonably well, but it's temporary, and you know, I mean, they hold all the cards. I don't have a lot of leverage, and I'm just sometimes I just get kind of like overwhelmed with anxiety about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, Carl, I can so relate to your situation. You know, for years I prayed the words of the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. And I thought, well, this is great. This is when I was working as a software developer for 30 years. And I was, yeah, give me this day my daily bread, you know, money in the bank, everything's going great. And then I got laid off and went into full-time ministry. And I so can relate to what you are saying. And I really believe, and I'm not trying to downplay it, because this is a real struggle. But it's hard, because it's hard to trust that the Lord will provide when he really holds you to it. And the way I would look at this is an opportunity to grow in trust for him. I'm not saying it's easy, but, you know, he's taking care of you every day since you were first conceived. And this is something I remind myself of every day. He's provided for my needs. Some people are called to really choose to trust him. And I think you're in a situation like that right now. And I think he, you know, you do have an opportunity to trust him, of course, to do what you can to make sure you're secure with your work. But it's tough, because I'm a control freak, Carl, and that kind of trust is not easy for me. But over the 11 years personally that I've been in full-time ministry with no guarantee of any income, he's helped me to trust him, to have greater confidence in him. So I will pray for you, but I really think the more you choose to trust him, the more that feeling, that confidence begins to develop inside of you.
Carl, would you consider getting the book Give Up Worry for Lent and maybe doing that as a devotion?
Yes, I would. I think we know the Lord says he's going to give us our peace, and, you know, we claim that. Mm-hmm. But I have difficulty actually walking in that peace.
Yeah. Are you like my friend Jimmy, who says, I turn everything over to the Lord, and at the first sign of trouble, I take it all back?
That does resonate, yes.
Carl, one quick thing, if I could, about that. What I found is that feeling of peace doesn't always happen instantly when you pray. A lot of times when you pray, that peace starts as a thought in your mind that God can handle this or God loves me. And then eventually, it takes time, but it does work its way into your heart. But often the first fruit of that prayer is a peace that's only in your mind, but not in the pit of your stomach.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you, Carl. Thank you very much for the call. I don't think I have time to do another call. Well, let me mention the book again, Give Up Worry for Lent, 40 Days to Finding Peace in Christ. It's really a phenomenon. People are, as I said to Gary, as much as I love Gary, the reason the book is a phenomenon is because there's so much Christ in it. His own words, the words of the scripture, and a kind of method for meditating upon the words of Christ, internalizing them, and praying that over 40 days creates a new habit. I'm delighted that you come on and say, you know, the book sells out at Lent. I just think it's a wonderful thing, Gary.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you, Si. It's, you know, because typically a lot of people are looking to give up something for Lent. Why not give up something that is maybe keeping you away from the Lord? So,
indeed, and He does heal, and He does help, and He does bring that peace. He doesn't do it on our timetable. He doesn't do it the way we thought He was going to. But I am 100% in with Gary on this. He does do it. So. Yeah. Check out the book if you want to get a book at 20% off right now at Ave Maria Press. As I said, that recommendation is completely free of any bias, because I'm not getting anything for it. Just go to Ave Maria Press, put in the word ZIMAC20, just a little phrase, ZIMAC20. You get 20% off and free shipping. And if you want to book Gary or find out more about Gary or get the daily reflection, go to followingthetruth.com. Gary Zimak, thank you again.
Thank you, Si.
Book them for next year. Man. Book them right now for next year.
right
back with Tim Staples.